On September 11, 1814, a battle was fought on Lake Champlain that many historians say led to the Treaty of Ghent, which ended the War of 1812. Battle of Plattsburgh Commemoration Committee co-chair Kit Booth says the Battle of Plattsburgh is the most forgotten and yet the most important battle of the War of 1812.
Had it not been for our success here, the British would have continued on down Lake Champlain and the Hudson River and would have carved out all of New England for themselves so that when they got to the treaty table, they would have had a lot more territory than they now have. And by not being successful here, they couldn't get control of the lake that fall, and that meant that by spring they wouldn't be in any good position to do anything about it. So the Treaty of Ghent was actually negotiated December of that year and signed then and ratified, I think, in February of the following year.
Historian and author Keith Herculo explains there were actually two battles that occurred on September 11, 1814, one on land and another on the lake.
The American side, extremely outnumbered by the British force that was here. On the ground, when they came into Plattsburgh, they came with 10,351 British soldiers. This was the finest army in the world. And on the American side was this little ragtag force under General Macomb and militia. And they were going to fight against the finest army in the world. And it's just an amazing story and how the whole thing turned out.
The Battle of Plattsburgh has been overshadowed by the Battle of New Orleans and the Battle at Baltimore, where Francis Scott Key penned the national anthem. Keith Herculo believes that's partly because of the region's rural population.
Baltimore and New Orleans were only diversions in the set of orders issued to General Prevost. It specifically states that we're creating diversions for you on the eastern and southern coasts of the United States, and we're sending you essentially the largest invasion force of the war, and we want you to control Lake Champlain and capture Plattsburgh. And today, we're not a huge population center. We suffer from lack of megalopolis.
The Battle of Plattsburgh's commemoration will mark the 200th anniversary of the battle next year, and Keith Herculo says the past 15 years of the festival have been building towards that highlight in historical tourism.
After 2015 or so, people aren't going to be looking at this particular place with the same eye. But if you look at the destination master plan that was put out for the region here, our history is one of our most fascinating assets. So we're moving along in that area and trying to generate the kinds of materials and museums and narratives that will make us a place to go to.
The Battle of Plattsburgh commemoration activities run through the weekend. Weekend highlights include parades, fireworks, and land and lake battle reenactments. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.